Love, love, love hearing everybody check in, telling us where you're from, giving us the weather report. Who'd like to step out and share something that they're grateful for, something fun that happened to them, something fun that happened for them, something small, something big? Let's go, guys. It's Monday. Let's kick this call off.
Good morning. This is
Morning.
Carol.
Hey, Carol. Good morning.
How are you, Carolyn?
I am spectacular. Thank you for
Oh,
asking.
awesome. Awesome. I just have a fun share. Yesterday, my husband and I were planning on going to the Cleveland Home and Garden Show, and the people that were sitting behind us at church were chatting with us, and we invited them along. They came along. We got to know them better, so we had a really fun time with them. And in the course of walking around in the expo center, we met a gal from New Zealand to whom I just sent an email.
Wow. And how easy was that?
That was super easy. And what you've been sharing, and you and the other trainers on this call, has really made connecting a fun thing for me.
And so tell me what's different? What were you doing before that you're doing now?
I don't have any agenda when I'm meeting people.
Who got something out of that one?
Yeah.
Yippee!
It just totally takes the pressure off, doesn't it? You're just
It
connecting with,
does.
and I love what you said. You were chatting and people in church, and you invited them to come hang out with you. So you're building the relationship with people, and gosh, people want to hang out and do stuff with people that they know, like, and trust. So what a great share. I love, love, love it. Who else? Thank you for that, Carol.
You're welcome.
Gino does.
Hey, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, good morning. Say, just a little quick share here. Last night I was just getting out of my jail, my other JLB, and I had to go to the gas station and get some, of course, gas. And
That's a good place to do it, yeah.
exactly. So the young man was behind the counter. We just striked up a conversation, and I was talking about family, occupation, the form. And one thing led to another, and he goes, "I see so many people coming in here buying junk." He goes, "Look at the," he goes, "look at the table to the right of you. Cookies, four for a buck." I says, he goes, I don't want to give my kids that. I want something nutrition." And then we just got a little bit talking a little bit more, and he goes, "I'll tell you what. You told me a little bit about what you do. I want to give you my number. Connect with me a week from today. I want to meet up with you and sit down and what you do."
Wow.
So you never know when the moment's going to happen, it's in that intention, and so I'm following up in about a week, so.
Okay, so Gino, I know inquiring minds want to ask, what did you initially say to him? Because Kevin was teaching something specific on the Friday call. So did you happen to use any of what Kevin was teaching on Friday? Or
Well,
just tell us what happened with you. How did it come around that, because I don't know, is anybody else curious as to how Gino got to this point?
yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, I said, "Well, hey, good evening. How's your night going?" And I let him take the stage. I was asking him questions.
What questions were you asking him?
Well, I
That's
was
what we want to
asking,
know.
I
This
was
is
asking,
your opportunity to be the trainer.
right. I was asking, "Do you have family? What's your occupation besides doing this? What did you do before this? What do you do for recreation? Are you looking for another way out, besides what you're doing?" Things of that nature. I did not give them any information about, the isogenics until they were asking, so. But I said, what Kevin was saying on Friday, that's exactly why I do what I do now. And that's where he asked, he gave me his number, his contact, and that's what he wants to know. But
Awesome. So it's great to know that there's a formula. Just like David Wood teaches guys in our how to tell our 30-second story, there's a, you know, 3-4-step formula on how to tell your 30-second story. That sounds like a good point for us to be training on, shouldn't it? Anyhow, thank you for that, Gino. So two great thank you, Gino. Two great examples of how to take the pressure off. One is just have fun, and the other is just ask people questions and use the formula that Kevin offered on Friday. So with that, let me just introduce the call. I don't know if it's being recorded. Have we hit record yet?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. There, I'm a little bit behind the eight ball then. So it's Monday morning, February the 13th, and my name is Carolyn Rodriguez. I'm so excited. Love, love, love that I get to start Mondays off, energize myself, energize this call, energize those of you who are listening in lifetime, and for you guys to pour that back into us as trainers. And for those of you listening in podcast time, we think it's awesome that you're utilizing the multitasking time while you're driving or you're on the treadmill or you're running to enrich your mind. So kudos to you. So who would like to step out and share that formula that Kevin offered on Friday? Because this week we're going to talk and practice that.
Barbie Lee.
Hey, Miss BBL. What are those questions?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question.
Let's have some fun with what Kevin taught on Friday, because I can't remember the name of the gal who stepped out, and she was, I think, brilliant in that her premise was, I want to learn how to do this, and right now I see that I am not as good as I can be. So we did a lot of practice with her, so I just want to go over that formula, BBL.
Okay, so that was Bonnie that we were talking to on Friday, right?
Yep.
And so that's exactly what I do, that type of thing. Is that what you're – when Kevin said, that's exactly what I do and you know how.
Right. And so actually, before we get into that, let's cover off the idea CAPI. Well, Gino introduced one acronym, FORM. And the practice for so many people who are afraid, you're afraid of talking to people. And the reason why you're afraid, guys, I'll tell you this right now, is because you have an agenda. Because you're leading with, how am I going to get this person? How am I going to talk to this person about isogenics? But if you throw out your agenda and you genuinely just care about the people around you, because, Carol, first of all, step one is just be aware of your surroundings. Because if you're not aware of what's going on around you, Carol probably never would have heard this conversation and got to invite these people to come along to spend, part of the day with them. So one is awareness, because so many of us are buried in our electronic devices and, got our ears, things stuffed in our ears that we're listening to all the time. One of the things I like to do is when I'm out and about, whether it's shopping or if I'm at a trade show, I just want to be present to the people that are in front of me. I want to notice what is it about them that I can compliment them on. So the principle of CAPI, let's go back to form. So family, occupation, R, recreation, and M, M can be money, it could be mindset, it could be, a whole bunch of things. It doesn't necessarily have to lead to money. So using that FORM acronym, Gino was able to connect with this gentleman in a very short period of time. And, I don't know if I shared with you guys, I was at the outlet mall a couple of weeks ago, and it was a store closing sale. And as I'm checking out with the cashier, I did exactly that. I thanked her for her, the common ground is we're in the same, shopping retail environment. I affirmed her for, first of all, complimented her on her name. She had a beautiful name. And asked her to, I said, what's your name? She said, I said, that is really unique. I said, how am I going to remember that? She said, just think of Geneva. My name is Leneva. I said, awesome. Got that. And I said, so what are you going to do when the store closes? And she said, I don't know. She said, but I've got to sell my house. And So we went into this conversation of just asking lots of questions about her. And in that short period of time of checking out, I did exactly what Gino did. I said, are you open to exploring? That's a key word, guys, because if people feel like they're pressured or locked in, they're going to back away. I said, are you open to exploring different ways of generating some income other than this traditional retail model that you've been doing for the last few years? She said, yes, I'm open. And so I said, great, so let's connect and have a conversation. So jot down your email address and throw in your phone number, because sometimes, you know, things go askew. And so that took all of, gosh, not even a minute, right? So, Gino, how long did it take you to have that conversation with the gentleman at the gas station?
Probably less than 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. So, guys, the thing is, sometimes the conversation will, I never said isogenics in any of that. Sometimes the conversation will lead to a possibility outcome when you ask enough questions. So the form method is one way to connect with people. The CAPI method is another way to connect with people. And the C, who knows what API stands for? Who can share that with
me? Where's
little
on the
cool side?
Barbie Lee.
Okay, so Barbie Lee, I know you know this one, honey, so I'm going to ask somebody else to step out and share that. Guys, come on. This is your opportunity, and I know many of you have been on this call and know this, and so this is your opportunity to step up and step out like Bonnie did on Friday. So who knows what CAPI stands for?
Charlotte.
I do.
Okay, Charlotte, did you say?
I did.
Okay, Charlotte, go for
it. Common ground, affirmation, permission, information.
I love it. And so, Charlotte, have you been using that?
Yes. Not always in that specific order, but yes, that's what I go for, that bit of information.
Okay, awesome. So when you guys are out and about, now, Kevin, where were you? You were in the bookstore with Bonnie, right?
Yes.
All right, so we said that this week we're going to go through a number of things, because this is week four, you guys, week four of your 90-day action plan. So this week you're going through your final 10, your list of 40 that you were asked to create 4 weeks ago. So this is the week you want to utilize, you know, say, all right, who are the last 10 people on my list? And you want to keep finessing and refining what you're doing in terms of connecting with people, right? So some of you, I know, did a great job last week and utilized the 10% discount on the 150 or higher BV pack. So you're also now engaged in coaching people. And if you're not already using the ISA Tools Pro, you're missing out. You guys, that is such an incredible tool to coach your people. It's a great tool for sending out videos. I'm embracing that this year. I'm using technology, and that's one of the things that I'm learning, where I want to get from good to great. So also, I just wanted to, I'll do it at the end of the call, just do a little action plan for the end of the call. So this week, you're reaching out to those 10 people. So where are you? Where can you, you know, get yourself? Because I live in a community here, so I connect with people when I'm golfing. I connect with people when I'm exercising, just like Kevin gave us that mandate to, you know, go out and be the poster child for Isogenics. So when I'm working out and doing my Pilates, I have my ISA shirt on. I always have my my shaker bottle, and I've got my hydrate in there. I carry a couple extra hydrate sticks in case anybody asks me. And, of course, I've got my iPhone with me so that I can connect with people right away, you know, do the Facebook connection or get their contact information. I don't need a pen and paper anymore, right? So think about where you can be this week, purposefully planning that so you can practice these principles using form or CAPI. Now, let me ask you guys a question. In your, you know, connecting with these 30 people that you've done in the last 3 weeks, Have you run across any objections? Nobody's run across any objections. That's amazing. I love it.
I did.
Whose I did?
I was. This is Potato. I had reservations about expounding on it, but you asked.
Okay. So what were the objections? Potato, that's an interesting name.
I have a person that is really down on multi-level marketing and so forth and so on. She's the 40-40-40 plan.
Uh-huh.
So talking about how she can't envision this kind of a business. So, and she can't envision getting leads and talking to people and so forth. So I expounded on just making up a casual conversation, some of the points that were made last Friday. And as I started expounding on that, all of a sudden that person turned sour.
Mm. So, Potato, what questions did you ask her when she said, what did she say, I don't like multi-level marketing?
Yeah, no. I've already known that about her.
Okay.
So what I did was, she's talking about, she doesn't like trying to generate leads because it's so hard and hard to find people to want to buy and so forth and so on. So
uh-huh.
I was just showing her how it's just open up a conversation with someone and find
okay,
out.
Okay, so Potato, you know what? This is perfect. So let's actually role play that out for people. So I'm going to be that person. So what was her name?
Let's just call her TJ.
TJ. Okay, so I'm going to be TJ. So are you and TJ friends?
Yes.
Okay. How did the conversation come up that she, you know, like you knew she didn't like multi-level marketing, but how did the conversation come up that you went into, you know,
exploring with her further? She doesn't like the fact that you have to bring up sales every time you talk to someone.
No, my question is, let me be a little clearer. So how was it that were you guys talking about something and then multi-level marketing came up? Where were you when you were having this conversation with Pete?
I was just making a general conversation with her.
Okay. How did multi-level marketing come up in the conversation? What did you say that caused her to say, I can't do that?
The multi-level marketing didn't actually come up. I was just talking about how a person can generate business.
Okay, so you were making a statement and she responded because she knows you're in the profession of network marketing.
Right.
Okay, so I'm TJ, so let's recreate that conversation here. Let's swap the conversation. You be TJ and I'll be you. So, you know what, TJ, I'm really pumped about what's going on in my business right now and, you know, helping people get healthy.
Okay. That makes sense that you're helping people get healthy.
Okay, so you're going to be TJ that you don't like multi-level marketing. Remember, you're going to be her, okay? So, isn't it? It's fun. It's fun to help people feel better, TJ.
Yeah, that's true. It is fun to help people feel better. But, you know, it's a kind of a, you know, you're just always talking to people. Every time you talk to someone, you have to talk about your business.
Is that what you think I do?
Well, you do. I mean, you wear that shirt that's got the company's logo on it, and everything you do, you turn around. You can't talk to anybody without talking about the business.
If that weren't the case, let me rewind. So is that your impression of what you think I do all the time, TJ?
Yes.
Well, boy, I need to sharpen my saw because let me just, if I can, I mean, you and I are friends, but I think you don't really understand what it is I do. First of all, I want to just share with you, I really appreciate having a friendship with you. Second, what I do know is not everybody embraces what I do. So I wear the T-shirt and I drink the rings because I love the products, and I know that there are people out there that are looking to get healthy. And if it comes up in a conversation, TJ, I'm happy to share it with them. I'm happy to, you know, find out what it is that people need. And if they're open and they want to find out more, then I share with them.
Okay.
Okay, so how did the network marketing come up, TJ? Somehow you got to bring that up into this conversation so I can help you with that.
Well, she knows that I've been in that practically all my life.
So you go ahead. You're her. So ask me those questions so I can help you in an actual role play, which will help other people to answer those network marketing, you know, voodoo situations, so to speak.
I'm not following you.
So she said to you, I don't like generating sales. I don't like talking to people. I don't like how you make money, right? Those are all the, what I call beliefs that people have that may not be factual. So one of the things that I do when people have these issues about network marketing, I wanna ask them questions. So tell me what you know about network marketing, TJ. What do you think it is?
Well, I keep thinking of Amway and stuff like that, where you have to go and talk to everybody within 3 feet of you has to be
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I know how you feel, because before I started this, I felt the same way. But are you open to hearing what I found, TJ?
Yes.
Okay. So what if you didn't have to do that?
What'd you have to?
Well, what if you didn't have to do that?
Well, I don't know. I can't imagine not having to do that. How do you make sales if you don't do that?
Okay. So have you heard of Facebook?
Of course.
Right. So here's what I do on Facebook. I post some interesting things out there about what I do, how the products have helped me, how they've helped other people. I post transformation pictures. So I'm not actually pointing the finger at anybody. I'm posting out there for interested parties to see, hey, you know what? This is what's happening for me. Perhaps you're interested. So if that was a way that you could... you know, this is providing you're interested, because it sounds like you're not, but if you were, and if that was a way that you could reach out to people, is that something you think you could do?
Yes. Yeah, I could do that if I wanted to, but I don't like having to sell everything every time I turn around.
Okay, well, you know what? Again, I know how you feel. I felt the same way, because I thought that's what you had to do. And just, you know, between the two of us, that's not what I do. And so if you didn't have to do that, would you be open to learning more?
Yes.
Okay, so today I really have one big question to ask you.
Okay.
If there was, and I'm using the big if, well, let me rephrase this. No, let me go back to the if. If there was a way that Isagenics could provide you with, I'm going to fill in the blank, what is it, a little bit a better health, a little bit more money, you know, something in your life that you would like.
I'm going
to quit my job. You want to quit your job? All right, so what is it about your job that you don't like, TJ?
Well, they don't pay me enough and they overwork me.
Oh, okay. So if there was a way where you could, you know, without having to sell, without having to talk to everybody you meet, without having all that pressure that you believe that you have to put on yourself, if there was a way that you could generate a bit of money that would create some elasticity in your household budget, would you be open to exploring with me so I could help you understand that the network marketing profession has changed since the last 40, 50 years ago when people thought they had to do certain things to generate income? Would that be something you and I could sit down and talk about?
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys. So who'd like to step in and just kind of have a takeaway or share on what was going on here?
Carol, Kathy?
Let me expound a little bit how that conversation finally ended up.
Mm-hmm.
It got where she started getting a little bit aggressive and nasty, so I just terminated the conversation.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Guys, I'm going to tell you, Kathy, I'm going to get to you. And here's something that you can do that will work really well. You turn around to the person who's giving you all these objections and you say, you know what, TJ, you know, based on what you believe you know, this isn't for you. But if it were different and you were open to seeing how, you know, things have changed, then you and I can pick up the conversation. But otherwise, let's move on from here because, you know what, my friendship with you is more important than anything else. Because you don't want to be, you know, you can get into an aggressive push-pull situation with people. When you take it away, when you walk away, when people know, okay, you know what, I don't need you, their attitude will change. So good for you. So, Kathy.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. I just terminated the conversation politely without generating any animosity.
Yeah, awesome. Kathy.
It's just keep asking questions. We have a friend that we approached when I first started, and it didn't go well. She, anyway, she shut it down. But it was a while later when I heard she had been with another company, and she never did elaborate as to what went wrong. And I believe it has, the friendship is important, but I feel it has changed the dynamics of it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't bring it up. Every so often we'll throw something in, but not necessarily geared to them.
Exactly. Thank you for that, Kathy. What people want to get into the ring with you because they are so attached to their belief about a paradigm that doesn't exist. And there are some people who just want to be right. And there's all these colloquial things, you be right, I'll be rich. I don't use any of that nonsense. The most important thing is I want that person to feel seen, acknowledged, and heard. And 9 times out of 10, that's what it's all about. How many of you have family members that don't want to have anything to do with you?
Oh, yes.
I do.
You do.
Sometimes we're so aggressive and we're so, you know, they see us as obnoxious. We see ourselves as passionate. And sometimes, guys, we just got to pull it back, rein it in. You know, don't bring up isogenics every time you show up. And that's why people have that belief system, because they run into people, the first thing out of their mouth is something about their products or something about their business. And we at isogenics are raising the bar by teaching all of you guys, if I would you. That's the saying for today. Kevin taught you guys something on Friday of how to actually open up the conversation to possibility, and from that comes this phrase, if I would you. And if they aren't interested, then you back away, take it away, you know, give them an out. So this week, guys, we're going to continue to practice these role plays. We're going to continue to practice using form. We're going to continue to practice using Cappy. We're going to continue to, you know, you've made 30 connections, and if you haven't done your 30 connections, you want to get in the ring and start doing those 30 connections. Make your list of 40 and start working through them. And this week, you know, there are Zoom calls going on that the company is doing. And on Thursday evening, they're doing a Getting Into Action Zoom call. And for those people who get on that call, you can find the information at isogenicsbusiness.com. They have some exciting things happening, so you definitely want to tune in on Thursday evening. So takeaways, other than Kathy, what are you guys getting from this call?
I'm getting that, this is Bonnie,
that you need to be able to put yourself in their shoes and have their experience, and that way you can relate to them, and that way they can relate to you.
Bonnie is amazing. That's exactly what I do. Bonnie, that's a joke, okay? Bonnie, are you laughing?
Yeah, I'm laughing because I really got it just now when I'm doing that again.
I love it. And Bonnie, here's something for you. First of all, I want to say kudos to you for stepping out, because so many people come up to us, you know, when they see us in person and they're like, oh, I listen to your calls. But you know what? We love it when people like yourself, who, you know, may not have the most confidence or may not have the skill, step in the ring and are willing to get better. And so for you, when you go back and re-listen to that call, you're going to get it. It's the same thing like going in the gym. The first time I saw those machines, I wanted to run out. I didn't know what to do, and I didn't want to look stupid, and I didn't want to get on the machine and sit there and like, well, how the heck does this thing work? But as soon as somebody showed me how, the next time I went in, I forgot. And so then I asked, and so then I keep practicing, and now I don't need anybody to show me how. So, Bonnie, that's where you're at, honey. So for the rest of you who, you know, want to see what we're talking about, go back on and listen to Kevin's call on Friday, because we really dove into these, you know, when you practice these, you guys, when you have this template, and I love that's what David Wood teaches, these templates, then all the pressure is off of you. You just go out there, you use some of the stuff that Kevin taught you, you use this if I would you principle, and then just have some fun. So who's committed this week to connect with your last group of 10 people? Who's committed?
I am.
Can I ask a question before we move too far along? What does the P stand for?
I'm sorry? Oh, the P is permission. So C for common ground, or what did the two of you have in common? The A is the affirm, or to compliment somebody about something, find something nice to say about them. Be genuine, don't make it up. The I is information, and the P is permission. So that's where the if I sent you a video, Bonnie, would you take a look at it? So it's permission-based. I'm not just going to slam you with information and throw my business card in front of you and shove a brochure in front of you. That's why network marketers get a bad name, because you haven't got their permission to either exchange information or a product or whatever, right? So does that work for you?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, awesome. Guys, so make it a great day. Go out there and practice. Monday's a great day to, you know, do the heavy lifting at the beginning of the week, and reap the rewards at the end of the week. We'll be back here tomorrow, the beautiful Lori Clark. And
can I ask a question quickly?
Yeah.
The recording on Friday, I missed the first few minutes of it. How long will that be available?
Kevin?
As long as we keep paying to keep Personal Power Podcast open.
Oh, I didn't understand his question. Yeah, that recording will always be there, and the website will be there as long as and actually, it's a good opportunity to give a plug to Larry. It costs money. It costs Larry money to keep that site open. So if these are a benefit to you, then you want to go in and donate. Larry put the link there to keep this website alive. So if you haven't already made a donation, it could be $5, it could be $10. It doesn't have to be anything huge. Because if a whole bunch of us did a little bit, it's going to really alleviate the pressure on Larry. And he does this for out of the goodness of his heart. A lot of his team members aren't on here. So hope that answers your question, Potato.
Well, I'm new to this process, so I don't know where the website is.
It's ISA Team Success. Actually, Kevin, why don't you go ahead and tell us? I don't mind.
Yeah, it's actually personalpowerpodcast.com.
But where does he find the recording, though? Where does he find the recording for?
Right there.
It'll be the newest calls are always on the first page, and he might have to comb through a few pages to find the call he needs, but they will always be there.
Yeah. So Larry's been uploading them again.
Just look for the date.
Okay, guys, hang on one second, please. So just to be clear, Kevin, they're not being uploaded to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team page?
Not anymore. No, we're doing, now that Larry's back, we're doing strictly Personal Power Podcast.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for that, you guys. See, we got all kinds of experts on the call. I love it. So personalpowerpodcast.com, that's where the recordings are. And actually, there's all kinds of recordings there, which I love. So you can comb through there, and you'll find lots of great training. So we'll be back here tomorrow, and all the trainers will be taking you through some role plays. And let's have some fun this week, guys. So make it a great day, everyone.